Easy rewards, 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 easy rewards.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It's mentioned, dear viewers of Madin Channel, that the best of creation, the most beautiful creation, the most fragrant creation, the leader of civilization, his coming to this world is our biggest celebration. None other than the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He has mentioned that whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times in a day and night of Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill 100 needs of His, out of which 70 will be for the hereafter and 30 will be here of the dunya of the world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Welcome yet again, dear viewers of Madni Channel, to our silsila called Easy Rewards, Asan Nekia. And what is the easy rewards in Asar Nakia? What do we talk about in this beautiful silsila that has come to you through Madri channel, through Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal? It's that, you know, we do things on a daily basis, dear viewers of Madri channel, and we don't even realize that this could be a good deed, or this could be something, you know, that could take me towards the hellfire, or this could be something that could take me towards Jannah. Is this something that I do anyway? Can I get reward for this? Is this also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? And can it be that we have to do our daily activities anyway? If I make certain intentions, will this be bad? I'm doing this daily activity 3-4 times in the day. Is this haram? Or am I doing this daily activity 3-4 times in the day and it is something that is good? Is this good for me then? That, you know, can I make, you know, good intentions that will lead me towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? And, you know, we try to talk about the negatives of every single topic, and then the formalities, and then the good intentions. And one of the reasons why Amiri Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya has brought to you Madni channel, and then on this beautiful channel, we have so many silsila, but why have we chosen this silsila in this beautiful month of Ramadan, is to refrain from all the bad. You know, that activity that you're doing, the daily routine that you do 3-4 times in the day, for example, eating, drinking, sleeping, changing clothes, putting them on, going in the car, leaving the house, entering the house, going to the masjid, reading the Quran, looking at a scholar's face, anything like this, this could be a daily activity, dear viewers of Madni channel. How much are we trying to, you know, gather the good in Ramadan, and how much are we trying to, you know, avoid the bad in Ramadan? So this is something we all have to ask ourselves. First, me, ask myself first and foremost, and you ask yourself, dear viewers of Madri channel, that, you know, the last couple of days of Ramadan are upon us. How much have we changed? And if we haven't, let's make this final intention that, you know, I'll try to make the tarkib of sending peace and blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the beginning. Let's make firm intentions, that I will recite peace and blessings upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you know, throughout my life. And two, I will take everything I can in these couple of days of Ramadan and act upon it for the rest of my life, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni channel, the topic today that I have with me, and before I mention it, I always try to say about, you know, our way of life, and Islam is a way of life, and what way? The best way is the Sunnah way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is blessed way. And we all should make an intention to follow this. But dear viewers of Madni channel, when we don't have knowledge of the Sunnah, when we don't have knowledge of Islam, then how are we going to be successful? This is the first thing. And the second thing is, when we go through these topics, I always try to mention the negatives. If we don't know what is bad, then how do we refrain from it? So just like this, I want to mention that, you know, in every single topic, I try to mention the negatives and how we should. Why mention the negatives? So if we are falling into this, do Tawbah, and now we will refrain from this. And two, then we will mention the good and staying away from the formalities. And today, inshallah, azzawajal, when we look into the beautiful Risalah of Amir al-Sunnah, the secret of earning more reward, you know, the secret of earning more sawab, then we look at, you know, what Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, has mentioned in terms of visiting an Islamic scholar, how we could make the most of doing such a daily activity where, you know, you could be going to read the Ravi every single day. MashaAllah, you know, may Allah increase our jazbah of going into, you know, into this blessed month of Ramadan and coming out of it with more jazbah than ever to attack the shaitan and defeat him. But dear viewers of Madhu Channel, if we don't know, like I said, what's good and what's bad, how are we going to refrain from the bad and how are we going to carry on doing the good? You could be going every single day to read your Tarawih namaz, like I was mentioning in that point before, and you could be seeing a scholar. You could be visiting an Islamic scholar. And you know what intentions we should have when we visit an Islamic scholar? Divya's and Madhi channel, when we look at the good intentions, may we be sacrificed upon the taqwa, upon the piety of Amir al-Sunnat, upon the knowledge of Amir al-Sunnat. When we look at the intentions that he tells us, what is the first intention? The very first intention is this, Divya's and Madhi channel, that I will look at him and make salam, shake his hands and kiss his hands if possible. And I will also, if possible, try to present him with some cash in order to show respect and honor him. Allahu Akbar. To honor what he has done. Now let's break this intention down, dear viewers of Madhi channel. When you look at an Islamic scholar, this is also a good deed. This is also an easy reward. Ye bhi neki hai, aur ye bhi asaan neki hai, dear viewers of Madhi channel. Looking at him, you know, our eyes, what haram, what kind of haram and how much haram have they looked at? But when we look at an Islamic scholar, the viewers of Madhi channel, that too in the beautiful month of Ramadan, that's the icing on the cake. You know, all these beautiful Madhini pearls and intentions Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned, all these things are in the month of Ramadan that we'll be doing. Hopefully now when we go to Taraweeh, it's the last 3 days or 2 days possibly of Ramadan. Let's make these intentions that if I see an Islamic scholar, I will look at him. And you know, when you look at him, it's ibadat as well. It's a form of worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are looking at him and you are pleasing Allah and his Rasul. Why? Because you're looking at him with the intention of respect. You know that he is a man of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's the first thing. Break it down even more. I will make salam and shake hands. Deviyus and Madhishan, to show respect, you are not allowing him to give you salam. You are not allowing him to do musafaha with you. But in fact, it's a thing. You know, when you look towards your idol, when you look towards your role model, still the concept is that you reach out to them. You don't let them reach out to you. Just like here, I will reach out to the Islamic scholar. I will make salam to him and I will shake his hands. And if possible, I will also kiss his hands. All this, dear viewers of Madhi channel, this is just one intention of Amir al-Sunnat, broken into so many, by mentioning the hikamat, the beautiful wisdoms of Amir al-Sunnat. And looking at these intentions, one by one by one, how much reward is there, dear viewers of Madhi channel? How much reward is this? Shaking his hands and then kissing his hands as well. And all in the month of Ramadan. Then it goes on to say, if possible, I will present him, you know, with some cash to show, you know, that I honor you and I respect you. I appreciate you being here. More good intentions to meet him. We can attain this through the Risala of Amir al-Sunnat, secret of earning more reward. And coming and joining this beautiful environment of Da'at Islami, you know, learning, watching Madhi channel. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, don't stop watching this channel. Okay, we might have just by in this month, it's Ramadan. That's why we've made an effort to watch Madhi channel. But don't stop this after Ramadan, dear viewers of Madhi channel. Because the shaitan comes out, Ramadan leaves us, you know, the balance tips towards his favor. It's harder for us. And on top of that, you know, when Ramadan comes, Allah's mercy is at his peak. So these things, They all, you know, the scales tip, you could say. But we have to keep trying. We need our weapons. And the biggest weapon that we can have, one of the biggest weapons, is the environment of Da'at Islami. This environment, this beautiful mahal, who is the founder of this mahal, Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. Following him, watching his Q&As on Madni channel, his Madni Muzakaras, his question and answer sessions, and you know, listening to other silsila on Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this will definitely play a huge part in your lives, dear viewers of Madni channel. You will see the barakat in this life and in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.